runs high, and this time give it to me easy, and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promised lands, to show you everyone it's the time of the season for loving. What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
Show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Welcome again to Jim's Child of the 60s, and this is episode number 10. Thanks for listening. As with each episode of Jim's Child of the 60s, we'll be featuring rare and unheard and rarely heard songs from the 60s, and that could be pop, rock, garage, even sneaking a little bit of country in there. And the first song that you heard in the intro of our show was from The Guess Who from Winnipeg, Ontario, Canada, from 1967, and they covered The Zombies' Time of the Season. And hopefully you enjoyed past shows, and if you have any requests or any suggestions you'd like to pass along with me, I'll give you my email later. And for now, we'll just listen to more music, so on with the show.
When you say that girl, you better know she's mine alone. If you pass her on the street, if you like them.
just an easygoing guy.
At the Kaleidoscope Ambassador tonight. Just back from a triumphant appearance at the Image in Miami, the sensational Chair. The Chair in action tonight at Action Central, the Kaleidoscope Ambassador. Plus another great band, the 10-piece Second Warning. Remember, it's the Chair in action tonight, plus the Second Warning at the Kaleidoscope Ambassador, admission only $1.50.
Open up your eyes, look around you. See what you got, learn what's around you. Close your mouth and listen to what is said. Stimulate your mind, for you are dead. Shut it.
listening to Jim's Child of the 60s, and welcome back. That was another great set. The first song that we heard in that set was from a Texas group called the Penthouse Five, with their song Don't Mess Around With My Dream from 1967. Following that, we heard from a Canadian group called The Stitch in Time, with their cover of the Beatles classic Got to Get You Into My Life. That was also from 1967. And concluding that set was an Australian group called The Deacons, with their song Look and Learn from 1966. Thanks again for listening, and if you do have any requests, suggestions, or any obscure MP3 files that you think I should feature on the show, please feel free to write me at jwitty@sympatical.ca. Always like to feature rare, unheard groups, and if you have any of those tracks, please feel free to pass them along. I do have quite a bit of rare, unheard stuff, but hey, I always like to feature stuff that other people may not have heard, and it's always nice to feature songs that are rare and songs that I haven't heard. And it's always interesting when you come across a particular group or song that you haven't heard before. And weekly I come across songs and groups that I've never heard before, and I add them to my collection, and I try to feature them here on Jim's Child of the 60s, like the following songs that you hear in the next set. So I'll talk a little bit more later, and on with more music.
Fairer she than you would dream to find is my own true love. Sweeter she than the sweetest wine is my true love. Gentle and shy with a sunny smile like the sky above. Never will I someone new, for summer must follow too. And you and I have learned that love can turn like the seasons. And I know you had to go, you've got your reasons. Still I wish you'd stay.
If it had said we're more television is more popular than Jesus, I might have got away with it. You know, but as I just happened to be talking to a friend, I used the word Beatles as a remote thing, not as what I think, as Beatles as though those other Beatles, like other people see us. I just said they are having more influence on kids and things than anything else, including Jesus. But I said it in that way, which is the wrong way. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, some teenagers have said have repeated your statements that the Beatles. I like the Beatles more than Jesus Christ. What do you think about that?
Well, originally I was pointed out that fact in reference to England, that we meant more to kids than Jesus did, or religion at that time. I wasn't knocking it or putting it down. I was just saying it as a fact, and it is true, especially more for England than here. You know, I'm not saying that we're better or greater, or comparing us with Jesus Christ as a person, or God as a thing, or whatever it is. You know, I just said what I said, and it was wrong, or was taken wrong, and now it's all this.
Take 11. 3, 4.
Look what you're doing. I'm feeling blue and lonely. Would it be too much to ask of you what you're doing to me? I've been waiting here for you, wondering what you're gonna do. And should you need a love that's true, it's me. Please stop your lying. You got me crying, girl. Why should it be so much to ask of you what you're doing to me? Look what you're doing. I'm feeling blue and lonely. Would it be too much to ask of you what you're doing to me? What you're doing to me? What you're doing to me?
Thanks for joining me, and welcome back to Jim's Child of the 60s. The first song that we heard in that set was from the Bobby Fuller Four, song called My True Love from 1965, but I'm sure you're more aware of their biggest hit, I Fought the Law. After that, we heard from the Turtles with a song called Like the Season from 1967, and their biggest hits were Happy Together, She'd Rather Be With Me, Eleanor, songs in that vein. And the final song in that set was from the Beatles. And as if you noticed in other episodes of Jim's Child of the 60s, I usually like to feature at least one Beatles or Beatles-related song. And that was the Beatles from 1964 with an outtake of a song called What You're Doing. Thanks for listening, and if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to write me at jwitty@simpatico.ca. Or, if you're so inclined, please leave a comment on my page at jwitty.podomatic.com. I do find those suggestions and comments helpful, as I read every one. And I do find it hard from week to week trying to pick out what songs to play on my show, because there are just so many great songs. And speaking of great songs,
watch me, girl, it's over now. You used to cry, but stop right now. It's only me, and that's no lie. The table's turned, you said goodbye, goodbye.
When I
oh, so true.
meet the swinger, poor right swinger.
It's Margaret Cameron, the dumbest alive, it's only $13.95.
Swing it up, he says yes, take the shot, count it down, flip it off. Meet the swinger, poor right swinger, meet the swinger, poor right swinger. Swing it up, it says yes, take the shot, count it down, flip it off. Hey, meet the swinger, all right, swinger, meet the swinger.
He's that guy.
Welcome back to Jim's Child of the 60s. The first song that we heard in that last set was from a group called The Bundles, with a song called Watch Me Girl from 1966. And also from 1966, we heard from a group called The Syndicate of Sound, with a song called That Kind of Man. Well, I'm going to conclude this episode of Jim's Child of the 60s on a somber tone, because 2 days ago, Denny Doherty of the Mamas and Papas passed away at the age of 66. So I'm going to play my favorite Mamas and Papas song that he sang on, a song called No Salt on Her Tail from 1966. Thanks again for listening to Jim's Child of the 60s, and I hope you listen again next week. And until then, take care.